On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be jetting back to June and July 1978 when, among other things, at President Jimmy Carter's behest, the seldom seen play a backyard reception for members of Congress. Singer-songwriter Johnny Bond, writer of such bluegrass staples as I Wonder Where You Are Tonight and Love Gone Cold, passes away at the age of 63, and Nashville's world-famous Station Inn relocates to its present location on 12th Avenue South. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be four decades old or nothing. Coming up this No Way It's Been 40 Years edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll commence our idyllic walk down memory lane with a track from the Lost and Found's third project. From their aptly named June 1978 outlet recording, Third Time Around, this is Don't You Go.
Two, three, four.
Morning light showed water in the valley. Daddy's grave just went below the line. Things to save you just can't take them with you. Floods will swallow all we leave behind. It's hard to say just what I'm losing. Ain't never felt so all alone. Shifting land and broken farms around me. Muddy waters taking back my home. Mary, take the child, the river's rising. Muddy waters taking back the land. This old house can't take one more beating. Ain't no use to stay and make a stand. I won't be back to start all over. What I felt before is gone. The road is gone, there's just one way to leave here. Muddy water's taken back my home. Muddy water's taken back my home.
Father and son, Bill and James Monroe, surprising the bluegrass world with their recording of Phil Rosenthal's Muddy Waters on their June 1978 LP, Together Again. And the Lost and Found began matters with Don't You Go from their Outlet album, Third Time Around. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, bidding you a hearty welcome to Bluegrass Breakdown and another spin in the high blue and lonesome time machine. We're sending her back to June and July 1978, where there was a whole lot of bluegrass going on, including the first recording by the Bay Area's Good Old Persons, which at the time included Kathy Kallick, Lori Lewis, Dorothy Baxter, Barbara Mendelson, and Paul Schlasky, all destined to become legends. From their debut out in California old-time bluegrass music, released by Bay Records in June 1978, these are the Good Old Persons singing one of Kathy's originals, Don't Come to Me.
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue? Did you ever feel homeless with your family around you? Have you ever been abandoned like a ship out on a sea? If you have, you've been like me. Did you ever want to cry like there's nothing else to do? That's the way I felt the day you told me we were through. I yodel lay. Set free. I thought of all that freedom, alone without a friend. I dreamed of you, and I cried again. If you ever feel alone and want somebody to talk to, don't come to me, cause when I cry, it's all because of you. Sweet. Why can't I forget you and find somebody new?
Don Gibson wrote it and took it to number 9 in 1956, only to be eclipsed by Farron Young's version, which went to number 2 the same year. The song is probably most associated with Patsy Cline, whose version, released after her death in that tragic plane crash that also took the lives of Cowboy Copas and Hawkshaw Hawkins in March 1963, peaked at number 5. The Good Old Persons bluegrassifying Sweet Dreams on their California old-time bluegrass music LP, unleashed by Bay Records in June 1978. And that was Don't Come to Me on the front end. Jimmy Martin has a new project out in June 1978 as well. His first since leaving Decca MCA, an album that pays tribute to his beloved coon hunting dog, Old Pete.
Hey, all you coon hunters, speak to him, Pete. Man, just listen, what a jaw on a dog.
Well, the dog's out running on a Saturday night. The boss man yelling, everything's all right. We're going to catch a coon and we got a skinner. The preacher man's coming for a Sunday dinner.
Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. You gotta catch a coon for the preacher man. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. You gotta catch a coon for the preacher man.
Get the broom and scrub the wall. Gotta have them clean for the preacher call. Granny's in the kitchen and rolling the dough. Mama's in the living room scrubbing the floor.
Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. Gotta catch a coon for the preacher man. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. Gotta catch a coon for the preacher man.
Lisa Searle's in the garden pulling off mater. Well, Jimmy's on the back porch shucking the corn, waiting for the preacher man to toot his horn.
Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. I gotta catch a coon for the preacher man. Run, Pete, run as fast as you can. We gotta catch a coon for the preacher man.
Well, boys, this is fun, Sonny. The preacher man's not gonna get that finger-licking good chicken. He's gonna have him a big coon dinner. Cause my number one coon dog, Old Pete, has got him trained. Look at him, Raymond, a 25-pounder. Speak to him, big man. This one with a jaw and a tuckle. Man, look at that coon, boys. Talk to him, Pete. Speak to him, big man. Tennessee today.
Run, Pete, run, but be get your gun. Listen to what I say. Run, Pete, run, but be get your gun.
Pete's the best coon dog in the state of Tennessee today. We'll be right back.
At the time of the recording, Jimmy Martin had four coon dogs named Pat, Pete Jr., Old Pete, and Tom T. Hall. That was Pete, the best coon dog in the state of Tennessee. Written by Tom T. Hall, the legendary singer-songwriter, not the dog, you'll find it along with Run Pete Run on Jimmy's Gusto outing, unveiled in June 1978, Me and Old Pete. One of Jimmy's passions, obviously, as well as Old Pete's, was raccoon hunting. By the time he was 12, Old Pete had over 1,100 coons to his credit, and the money Jimmy made from hunting with Old Pete paid his winter electric bill and for all the food his dogs ate. We'll head on up to break time and another track from the Good Old Person's debut offering, California Old Time Bluegrass Music. This is one of Lori Lewis's fiery fiddle renditions, Sunny Slopes. Higgs and Bill and James Monroe, the Hutchison brothers, and the Seldom Seen will be ensuring our exploration of June and July 1978 will continue to be memorable immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still tiptoeing through the tulip-laced bluegrassical landscape of June 1978, where we've stumbled upon the seventh album released by the Great Seldom Seen, and their first of the all-gospel ilk, Baptizing. It would be lead singer John Starling's last album for the group, and new lead singer Phil Rosenthal's first. It was also the last album the group would record for Rebel Records before heading on over to the Sugar Hill label. It featured a striking photograph on the cover of an old-time baptismal ceremony in a river, as well, as you would expect from the group, some righteous and riveting gospel music.
There are people who would rather live in mansions, people who would rather live abroad, people who would trade God's promise for the glories to hold. Now there are people who would rather live in splendor and brag about the silver and the gold. But I'd rather have my little log cabin by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road, try to point souls to the blessed abode, than to be a king or a millionaire and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for a traveler here
or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim along life's way. Have a cabin by the roadside where the pilgrimage of man is passing by. Help to point some soul to Jesus in that city on high. Every day I want to help to scatter roses. Every night I want my lamp to shine abroad with the welcome from a little bay window by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road. Try to point soul to the blessed abode, and to be a king or a millionaire, and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do the neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some people long life's away. Blessed abode, and to be a king or a millionaire, and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do the neighborly deed for a traveler here or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some pilgrim along life's way. And help some pilgrim along life's way.
Hear the holy men say the world's in decay and there's a moral depression at hand. Maybe I'm as depressed as all of the rest, but I'm doing the best that I can. And they're preaching repentance, yeah, they're passing down sentence before my defense can reply. And I'm struck from their list of those who are blessed with a ticket to heaven on high. And I'm a hobo on a freight train to heaven. I'm just stealing a ride. I'm not welcome aboard the train to the Lord, but I'll bet he'll be glad that I tried. And I'll double dog dare them to show me just where the proof is that I've gone astray. All the wild oats I've sown and the women I've known, I've loved in a most heavenly way. And I've harbored affection for the wondrous selection of the things of which I'm not ashamed. So when Gabriel cuts loose, I'll just hop that caboose and I'll ride that glory-bound train. And I'm a hobo on a freight train.
freight train to heaven. And I ain't got a ticket, I'm just a Unity ride. I'm not welcome aboard the train to the Lord, but I'll bet you'll be glad that I tried.
The Seldom Seen with a pair from their June 1978 Rebel all-sacred masterpiece, Baptizing. That was Hobo on a Freight Train to Heaven, preceded by an Albert E. Brumley original, By the Side of the Road. The band was augmented on the record by none other than Ricky Skaggs, who played the fiddle. The Seldom Seen, Ask for Them by Name, Accept No Substitutes. June 1978 also marks the release of a new collaboration between Bill and James Monroe, Together Again, a follow-up to their successful 1973 outing, Father and Son. The album was unique in the fact that the album featured not only the Bluegrass Boys, but members of James' Midnight Ramblers, most notably banjoist Alan O'Brien and fiddler James Bryan. This is Father and Son teaming up on a tune Father and Uncle, the Monroe Brothers, originally waxed. Have a feast here tonight.
There's a rabbit in the log and ain't got my dough. How will I get him, I know. How? I'll get me a bar and a twist in his hat. That's the way I'll get him, I know.
I know.
Yes, I know.
I know.
I sure know.
That's the way I'll get him, I know. I'll get me a bar and a twist in his hat. That's the way I'll get him, I know. I'll build me a fire and I'll cook that old hare. Roll him in a plate and make him brown.
Good and brown.
Have a feast every night while the moon's shining bright. Find myself a place to lie down.
To lie down,
to lie down,
to lie down,
to lie down.
Find myself a place to lie down. Have a feast every night while the moon's shining bright. Find myself a place to lie down.
Just a little ways ahead, there's a farmer's shed. That's where I rest my weary bones.
Weary bones,
weary bones,
weary bones.
You laid your bones. That's where I rest my weary bones. Just a little ways ahead, there's a farmer's shed. That's where I rest my weary bones.
In 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ships, they had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship to ever sail the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shields as big as trees. From out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Drop those guns as big as steers and those shields as big as trees. They had to find that Bismarck that was making such a fuss. We've got to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
So hit the decks of running, boys, turn those guns around. Cause when we find the Bismarck, we've got to cut her down.
Found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day, the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We've got to sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, that mighty Hood went down. For
6 long days and weary nights they tried to find a trail. Churchill told the people, put every ship to sail, for somewhere on that ocean they know there's gotta be. We've gotta sink the Bismarck in the bottom of the sea. They found that German battleship that was making such a fuss. We've gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
So hit the decks a-running, boys, turn those guns around, cause when we find the Bismarck, we've gotta cut her down.
The fog is gone the seventh day and the southern morning sun. 10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around. We found that mighty Bismarck and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns rained and the shells were coming fast. The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. Now that mighty German battleship is just a memory. Sing the Bismarck was the battle sound that shook the seven seas. They had to find that Bismarck that was making such a fuss. We've got to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
So hit the decks a-running, boys, turn those guns around. They found that German battleship and then they cut her down.
Johnny Horton took the song to number 3 in 1960, the song selling so many records that it inspired a 1960 British war movie by the same name, Sink the Bismarck. That was the Lost and Found giving a bluegrassy spin to the same on their third time around LP. The Blues Brothers apparently recorded the song for a scene in their movie, but that performance ended up on the cutting room floor. Who knew? And Bill and James Monroe began the set with Have a Feast Here Tonight, as found on their Together Again album. The Hutchinson brothers, Bob and John, from Southern Ohio, will close out our look at the bluegrassy machinations of June 1978 with a track from their second, and unfortunately last, album for Vetco Records. From the Hutchinson Brothers Band, this is a Spider John Kerner tune, Going to the Country.
Someplace to sit down. I wanna sit down, by God, I'm gonna sit down. It don't hold much, but someplace to sit down.
Tomorrow, it's hard to know it. you are gone. I'm left now in this world of sorrow. Your memory makes me so alone. If only I'd get to give you a more. What you done, my tears you shall not see, my darling, for they won't move a heart of stone. If only I had to give you a more than all I have to give, then maybe I could go on living.
The Hutchinson Brothers with More Than I Have to Give and Going to the Country from their June 1978 Vetco outing, The Hutchinson Brothers Band. Jimmy Gaudreau will get us into the fine High Lonesome Waters of July 1978, as well as through our break with a little bit of Memphis Mandolin, as heard on his Puritan record, his solo debut, the Gaudreau Mandolin album. I'm Dave Higgs, and Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers, along with Delia Bell, will be lighting up July 1978 upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Back, it's July 1978, and County has just released an album by one of the great female bluegrass singers about whom Emmylou Harris once famously remarked, "If Hank Williams and Kitty Wells had married and had a daughter, she would have sounded like Delia Bell." Delia sadly passed away last month at the age of 83 in her hometown, Hugo, Oklahoma. Her songs, her singing, and her immense contributions to the genre, of course, will last forever.
I'll sing you a song that is bluer than midnight, dark as the hour that's just before dawn, sad as the flowers that lay on the coffin, all the one that has left me so sad and alone. The birds in the meadows no longer are singing. The bells in the chapels have silenced their song. The wind in the treetops that hum in the evening has turn to a whale since my darling is gone.
Kentucky's known for bluegrass, at least that's what they say.
But grass is grass until it's cut and when it's baled is hay.
But Oklahoma's bluegrass is a sound that's making news.
I've got those Oklahoma bluegrass blues,
with a set of sweet wildflowers hanging heavy on the breeze, and blending with the music that floats out through the trees. That Salt Creek life is thrilling in both sounds and in view. I've got those Oklahoma bluegrass blues. So come with me, my friend, where the music's sweet and loud. Get your tin and join the fun out with that happy crowd. It's a party with the art.
know you can't refuse.
You'll get those Oklahoma bluegrass blues. You'll get those Oklahoma bluegrass blues.
Delia Bell delivering the vocal goods and then some on Oklahoma Bluegrass Blues and Bluer Than Midnight, the latter being the title track to her fine July 1978 County LP, on which she's backed up by some pretty serious talent. Her longtime partner Bill Grant on mandolin, as well as James Bryan on the fiddle, Joe Drumright on the banjo, and Josh Graves on the dobro. You're hearing the hallowed Bill Monroe begatted sounds of June and July 1978, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be found lurking at bluegrass@wpln.org. In his liner notes to Mac Martin's July 1978 Ravona album, Traveling On, Bill Vernon writes, quote, "A handful of singers still know how to sing bluegrass music the genuine, old-fashioned, down-to-earth, person-to-person way. Mac Martin is one of the very best of that select group. Not the most famous by any means, just one of the very best." End of quote. Vernon goes on to opine that had Mac and the Dixie Travelers toured nationally, instead of never venturing very far from their home base of Pittsburgh, he would be mentioned in the same breath as the other bluegrass greats. Here's two from Traveling On. First, a tune written by Paul Williams, which the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers originally recorded in 1952. That's Why You Left Me So Blue, followed by another tune from the 50s, a Marty Robbins original, At the End of a Long, Lonely Day.
You have found one you love dear. That's why.
Martin and the Dixie Travelers, the Bluegrassical Pride of Pittsburgh, PA. You've got the Pirates, the Steelers, the Penguins, and the Dixie Travelers with At the End of a Long Lonely Day and That's Why You Left Me So Blue, both swiped from their July 1978 Ravonna LP, now reissued on the Copper Creek label, Traveling On. Well, unfortunately, it's time for us to be traveling on. We'll leave you and June and July 1978 with another track from Jimmy Gaudreau's all-instrumental foray, the Gaudreau Mandolin Album. When John Duffy left the Country Gentleman in 1969, his replacement was Jimmy Gaudreau, a relatively unknown Yankee from Rhode Island, of all places. So it was fitting that Duffy write the liner notes, to wit, quote, "I will dispense with the usual polite and mushy comments often found on album liners and get to the point. In my opinion, Jimmy Gaudreau is one of the finest mandolin players in the world today. I believe that most mandolin players should find some licks they would like to learn. That is, if they can handle them," end quote. Jimmy will take us on home with the Blackberry Rag. It took Jimmy 5 years to put together an album the way he wanted it. The result produced a little jazz, a bit of modern country and rock and roll, a classical virtuoso piece, and a lot of hardcore, solid bluegrass. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's music that helps give the listener a sense of security by hearkening back to memories of home, early childhood, religious experiences, courting, working, and death. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be immersing ourselves in the power of new old-time music, the likes of Victor Furtado, the Turf Dwellers, and Mother's Boys, on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.